This morning, we're speaking with Todd Fraley. He is a teacher at Horace Mann Elementary School, along with three of his fourth grade students. Mr. Fraley, of course, you are in the middle of doing a Green Corps Toys for Tots program associated with Horace Mann Elementary School. When is the cutoff time here? You're accepting donations, but maybe we could start off with, what is Toys for Tots exactly?
Well, it's a program run by the Marine Corps, and the local office is in Warrensburg, Missouri. A guy by the name of Michael Spencer is in charge of the program down there. And what they do is they work with different agencies around the local region to identify families in need and provide toys for kids with disadvantaged youth, ages basically from birth to 14 years.
And how did you guys get to be a part of this drive this year?
Well, I have four lovely fourth grade girls here that had come to me to propose an idea of they wanted to do something for disadvantaged children in the community. And I said, well, that sounds great, but we need a plan. We need what exactly are you going to collect and who exactly are you going to give them to, and we just need a sense of direction. So I thought we could turn that into a community service project for them to take on. And they brought me a proposal, and I accepted it. We ran it by central office for approval, and it got approval. And the girls have taken it on to market the program and get it out there in the community and in the school to receive donations. And we're going to collect donations here at the school. We're going to push that through this coming Monday and hopefully get some smiles on some disadvantaged children in the area through it.
Absolutely. And if I could, can I ask the names of the young people there, the young students?
Yes, I had Isabella Lyles, Riley Ditzfeld, Brooklyn Green, and Breeley Wilson.
Okay, and Mr. Fraley, if I could I just ask them one question each? And the question to each of them would be, why did you feel you needed to do this?
That'd be fine. And I've only got three of them because one of them's out absent.
Okay.
I don't have Breeley.
Hi, who's this?
This is Isabel.
Hi, Isabel. What made you feel like this is something you needed to do for this Christmas?
Because it's going to help out kids that are less fortunate, and it'll just probably make them really happy.
That's a good way to be, Isabella. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And if I may, I'll talk to the other ones. Merry Christmas.
Okay, you too.
Thanks. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Riley Ditzfeld.
Riley, hi. It's Mike Stone at KMZU. Riley, I'll ask you the same question I asked Isabella. What made you feel like this is something you had to do for Christmas?
Because I felt like other kids that don't get presents should get presents, and if the other ones that always get presents on Christmas don't get it, it's okay because the other ones need the presents more than us.
That's very sweet. Riley, thank you for your time. Merry Christmas. Hello.
Hi, this is Brooklyn Green.
Hi, Brooklyn. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, this is a great thing you all are doing. What made you feel like you had to do this for Christmas?
Just so we could make less fortunate children smile, get a toy this year.
That should do it. Hopefully that will do it. Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to all of you, and this is a great thing you're doing. Thank you for your time.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Okay, Mr. Fraley. Now, of course, you're going to be doing this through Monday. Is that going to be through the end of the school day Monday?
Yes.
And if people were wondering, where can they find Horace Mann Elementary, and what type of toys are you looking for?
They can find us at 1100 West 16th Street in Sedalia, Missouri, and looking for any kind of toys. Like I said, ages birth through 14, they are not to be wrapped because Toys for Tots has to unwrap them to decide, you know, who, what age-appropriate gift, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
They do not want toys that are weapons. You know, toy weapons or toy guns, they do not want those.
Of course.
But any other type of toys is appropriate.
All right, so there you go. So from birth to 14 years of age for those children. All right, well Mr.
Yes,
Fraley,
correct.
Is there anything else you want to share with the public before we let you go?
I want to thank Michael Spencer and the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. Again, 100% of donations go directly to the children.